What's that supposed to be, thunder?
Yeah, there seems to be some turbulence in the air.
I'll say.
Those foghorns sounding. The weather's nasty tonight. Oh, listen to that.
Well, are you sticking another microphone out the window again, as usual?
No. This is very real, coming to you live over the radio. And, oh, it sounds ominous out there.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It certainly sounds ominous.
Oh, boy.
Ominous is the only word I can use to describe how ominous it sounds.
It's an ominous Saturday morning.
It certainly is.
It's what, May 29th now?
Yeah, 12:04 in the morning on WUSB.
Stony Brook. Wow. We should be in for quite a downpour.
And I'm waiting for my foghorn to cue up again.
Oh, that was a good one. Did you see the flash on that one?
Oh boy!
Well, that's the crazy things going on here tonight.
We're in a really funny mood. We got a whole bunch of stuff.
We've got things from all over the world tonight.
Could you tell us exactly what you're doing to make that noise?
Pressing a button. Huh. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
We've got a lot to talk about. A lot of things happened in the past week. People slamming drawers and...
Quiet, Steve.
Yeah, really.
Just because we came in and told you that your pizza was ready during your show doesn't mean you have to slam drawers on our show.
Really, slamming drawers.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
Okay.
Public apology.
But the gods are angry.
They certainly are. Why don't we say who we are in the midst of all this noise and stuff?
Okay, Thunder, stop. Okay.
Very well done. Very well.
Thank you. This is the voice of Long Island that you are now listening to, or if you're not listening to it, it's sort of in the background and you're not aware of it.
Right.
It's not consciously, but subconsciously you are, and what we're saying affects you.
That's very true.
Even if you're not listening, we're still going right by you, you know, because we're sound waves, and sound waves hit you whether you're listening or not.
That's true.
So you're there, and you're picking us up.
And you don't know it.
That's right. So there.
And even if you do know it, you probably don't know it.
You don't, yeah.
I'm exactly. Mike Uhas.
I'm Eric Corley.
And we got
we
a whole
have
bunch
the last
of stuff
laugh.
Here. Yeah, no, I think Steve Kreitcher is going to pull the last laugh on us.
He wouldn't dare.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's coming in here with his foghorn.
Oh, boy. Looks like quite a night ahead.
We do have a whole bunch of stuff. Now, this past week, you were privileged enough to give the commencement address.
Yes, and tonight we'll be doing a special version of it.
A dub version.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to that.
As only we could do.
Yeah, I couldn't do one there.
No. Well, you were...
I would have liked to have.
In a big public area with a big public address area system area thing there.
That's true.
And but so it kind of sounded like dub.
Well, not really. You see, it was raining like the Dickens, and...
Uh-huh.
Well, it didn't resound quite as much as I thought it would.
Uh-huh. What are you doing for that thunder?
There wasn't any thunder that day, you know. There was just rain, and hard yeah. rain, too. Hard
and cold rain.
Cold rain, definitely. Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was fun, but most people didn't. Most people thought it was ominous.
Yeah.
As this is.
So we'll have a special version of that. We got, of course, another exciting installment in the... Adventures of the Tripod family coming up, and we're going to hear from... The Clash?
A special Clash thing. As you know, we do everything special around here.
That's true. Now, why did you do this? Why did you throw this together?
Well, I'm making a collage for myself, my own personal use.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go down to the Clash concert tomorrow night, I'll have something to listen to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You can listen to it in your car on the way down?
Well, in the vehicle I'm going down in, yes, I'll try.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice anyway.
Whether it be your car or a train or a plane?
A bus, you know, uh-huh. whatever it turns out to be.
Yeah, I heard you doing that. I heard you putting that together, and I was really impressed. So you
close the window, please. Yeah, okay. Was it?
I was quite impressed by what you were doing, how you were putting it together and stuff like that. So you want to... Is it all queued up there? Or?
It's all ready to go. As soon as you stop talking, I'll play it.
I'm done talking.
Well, oh, he's done talking. He's finished. He's gone. Well, then, before we all get wet, let's go right into this special version of The Clash. And you may not know it, but these are two songs at once. Whoops. There it is.
Oh, mama, mama, look back. We're not playing in the street again. Don't you know what happened down there? A youth of 14 got shot down there. The cocaine guns jammed downtown. Killing clowns, the blood money man. Every cell in Chile will tell the cries of the torture man. The members of the name that they still call the army king. Please remember Victor Hara in the Santiago Freya.
Rooster Farai. Ja Rooster Farai. Jah Roosterfari. Jah Roosterfari. Thank you. rooster for I. Ja, rooster for I.
How are you feeling? All right, no problem, no problem. You're in Montego Bay. If you don't remember where you are, you're in Montego Bay, Jamaica, and there's no problem. All right. Sunsplash, 1981. Eek, F, Mouse.
Take it down. See me? I would be on the show like that blah, you know? Me name is come out 6 feet, six tall. You see me? With a man sing like Chinese Indian Apache. Bang, gang, 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 benny, benny, mohoing, gang, denny, ben, denny, hoing. From an arrow bar. Good profile.
I wado them, I mean, no, oh, hey. Me say me love a pretty virgin girl, hey. Me say me love a pretty virgin girl, then oh, me really love her so, then oh, hey. Me really love her so, hey. Me love to see her when she walking home. Fancy ruffles to match her flow, then oh, hey. A pretty virgin girl, then oh, hey. A pretty virgin girl, hey. Me love to see her when I hear full of girl. Anyway, she got people love her in the world. She don't worship Simon, she don't worship her. Then oh, hey, I feel me virgin girl. Then oh, hey, I feel me virgin girl. Hey, I wado them. Look at me, no, no, oh, I mean, no, no, oh, oh. I mean, no, oh, I mean, no, no, oh, oh. They do what we are walk and they do what we are talk. No, she a wear roots and a me a wear glass. We are up and pass in a sunshade glass. And little after that we gonna Kingston talk. Hey, holy for people don't start to laugh. Because I sing too short and I mean too tall. She too short and I mean too tall. Hey, I wado them. But I mean no, oh, me no, oh, me no, oh, oh. Me no, oh. Bini, bini, bang, bang, bidi, bang, bang, bidi, men. Bini, bini, bang, bang, bidi, bang, bang, bidi, men. Bandidly, pop, bang, bidi, men, den, bidi, men, den, den. Bidi, pop, bang, bidi, men, den, bidi, men, den. Bini, bini, bang, bang, bidi, men, den, den. Bingo, bang, bini, 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 gun, den, den. Anyway, she got people love her in the world. She don't worship diamonds, she don't worship pearls. And oh, hey, I feel me virgin girl. And oh, hey, I feel me virgin girl. Hey, I wado them. Come in the town, no, 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 we're gonna make it.
Thank you. that ride. After you rock and you have me. One more day, just one more day.
Dubbing is the one.
If I must,
Dubbing is the one.
Yeah. To enjoy
reggae music.
Dubbing is the one. Yeah. To enjoy
reggae music.
Yeah. Don't you know food? Dance is cool. Don't you know food? Yeah. Dance is all apart. This is only for heartbreak. Yeah. Now hold your daughter close. When she loves you the most, yeah, dubbing is so very neat. It's really a special thing. Dubbing
is the heart.
It's a must.
Dubbing is the heart.
Yeah.
Dubbing is a must.
Yeah. To enjoy
reggae music.
Dubbing is a must. Yeah. To enjoy
reggae music.
Dubbing is a must. Yeah. It is bum bum bum.
Oh, Today's a party, well, midnight, for free.
Thank you. 4-6-7-9-0-1.
WUSB Stony Brook, that is, Radio Free Weekend, Voice of Long Island dub session. We'll be continuing. We've got one more tune. Right after that, we'll have Eric Corley in dub, of all things. Thank you. Turn this crazy dub stuff off for a couple of seconds. Eric, are you there?
Of course I'm here.
Where are you?
I'm not exactly sure.
It's a kind of a light place.
Uh-huh. You know, this is only our second rap in the entire program.
I realize that, and I feel awfully guilty about it.
Well, you're not really the only one to blame, you know.
That's true.
But, we've been having some fun back in here. Last couple hours. Last hour or so.
Next couple of hours.
I guess without much further ado, we should kind of like go into the Eric Corley graduation commencement address in dub. Where else?
Yeah.
But on the Voice of Long Island.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to see everybody here on this fine autumn day. I want to thank everybody for coming, and I want to thank the university for putting on this wonderful event.
Very good job.
Well, the weather's not their fault. I want to also thank the maintenance workers who wiped off 11,000 wet chairs this morning. I think they deserve a hand. Well, today marks a ceremonial occasion, an occasion of change that carries an assurance that tomorrow things just won't be the same anymore. I'm sure that within all of us is a slight feeling of dread, and certainly more than a little fear, when we think about just what lies in the future. Well, there's nothing at all strange about this. We've been afraid of the past comprehended. From the first day of nursery school to college graduation, anything that represents a change in our daily lives makes us nervous. But there's something about leaving college that's radically different from anything else we've ever done. Many of us, this day symbolizes something we've thought about for a long time. Entering the real world. The beginning of the rest of our lives. But what is this real world? Where is it? What is it like? And where does it begin? Is that it across the tracks? Is it in Port Jefferson? Or New York City? Or Plainview? One thing we seem able to agree upon, it's not like Stony Brook. Wherever this real world is, we won't find the kind of individual attention we've come to expect here. Some of us. There won't be hundreds of diverse organizations geared towards our specialized needs. And we'll never again be able to witness thousands of people from so many different races, religions, and backgrounds converging together in an atmosphere of harmony and cooperation. That is the world we've grown accustomed to here at Stony Brook, and it can't possibly be duplicated out there. But it seems to me as if we just might be coming down a bit too hard on the real world. After all, what is the real world? Aren't we a part of it? Haven't we always been? If so, then we should be able to take what we've learned here and apply it to this real world. Instead of fearing what's ahead, why not welcome it? Because what's ahead is us. Among the 4,000 or so of us graduating today, we're destined to travel to the four corners of the globe. And wherever we go, we'll take memories of Stony Brook with us. I've got some favorite memories of reading books under shady trees in the spring, waiting for buses outside the student union, sometimes for hours. Long nights in the library, ball parties, Oktoberfests, ice cream sandwiches at 2 o'clock in the morning, the Fine Arts Center, and of course, that megastructure over there that some of us would see, a creation that can never be repeated. Some say that's fortunate. I'm not so sure. I think there's quite a bit of character in such a unique concoction. Stony Brook had its bad points. When I first came here, getting good grades wasn't the objective. It was finding a parking space. A good deal of the campus was still mud, and long lines in the administration building were almost an everyday occurrence. But since then, the mud has disappeared. Parking seems to have become easier. And there aren't as many long lines in the administration building. But even with these hindrances, Stony Brook still had a lot to offer us if we took the time to look around. You know, a university such as this is an ideal place for the individual. And I, for one, came to value individuality more than anything during my time here. I always knew that every person ever created was unique in some way. However, you tend to spot individuality more easily in a place like this, where people are so obviously different. Difference is a theme of the human race, and so is conflict. And that conflict is based upon the differences among all the people who comprise this world in the first place. Differences in thought, differences in background, differences in religion, etc. In other words, differences in the very things that make us individuals. Thus, individuality could be said to be the causes of all the problems in the world today. Maybe if we erased all these unique traits, we'd be able to logically and uniformly, and then there wouldn't be any more problems. But then, there wouldn't be any more life. None that would be worth living. One of my favorite authors, John Stuart Mill, said in his writings on liberty, even despotism does not produce its worst effects, so long as individuality exists under it. And whatever crushes individuality is despotism, by whatever name it may be called. And whether it professes to be enforcing the will of God or the injunctions of men. What Mill said holds true in any age. At this moment, there are people, there are organizations, and there are governments that are trying to control and suppress individuals all over the world. They're doing this in the name of God, in the name of morality, and in the name of national interest. And we're by no means immune. Suppression is not a tactic that the leftists use, nor is it one of the right wing. It's found everywhere, in the old, in the young, and in every race. The desire to suppress individuality knows no size. It's an inherent negative trait of the human race, one that we have to learn to overcome. Remember, a world without individuals, a world where everyone thinks and reacts in the same way, is a very easy world to manipulate. And there will always be those who want to silence us when we say something different or hide us. We don't conform to their standards. And there will always be those who want to control what we learn and what we read and what we watch on television. We have to watch out for them, and we can't let them win. Without our individuality, we are nothing. Sure, it causes problems, but it also solves them. I honestly believe that if there is any purpose whatsoever in the existence of the human race, then that purpose is for us to learn how to use our individuality to prevent destructive conflict rather than initiate it. I think we've made a pretty good start here at Stony Brook. In fact, maybe we just might be able to teach the real world a thing or two in this field. But there was so much to do here on this campus, yet so few of us had the time to break away from whatever it was we were engrossed in order to try something new. And this is unfortunate, because the whole purpose of a university is to expand the mind. There are too many who come to places like Stony Brook knowing exactly what it is they want and seeking to extract only the knowledge that they find relevant, or worse, only the knowledge that they feel will be useful to them later in life. But how do we know what knowledge will be beneficial if we don't take a sampling of the many different forms in which it can be found? It's not unlike a large menu from which we choose our courses. We keep thinking the same thing over and over again. We've been missing so much. There's a great deal of knowledge and experience that I know I missed out on here. I don't think a single member of this or any other class can say they've gotten every conceivable thing they could possibly have gotten out of their education. I do know there's a great deal more that I would have missed had I not decided to branch out, experiment, try something new. Some of the most valuable moments for me at Stony Brook came from courses not connected with my major. I know I'm not the same person I was when I came here for the first time. I'm knowing what to expect. Life is kind of like this, too. We can fall into a predictable, repetitive routine, work 9 to 5 every day, watch primetime TV every night, or we can keep our eyes open, continually searching for something more. We can communicate only with those who share our thoughts and feelings, or we can expand. We can play it safe, remain the same, and learn nothing. Or we can expand our knowledge, shed our fears, and try something different. The choice is completely up to us. While parts of them are resistant to change, there's another element that just can't wait to get the whole thing over and done. We move frantically from year to year, running up the ladder of success without slowing down or stopping for breath. Some can actually survive life at such a pace. Others merely think they can. And when they finally realize that the standards they've set are impossible, their lives become miserable. They consider themselves failures. And they begin to lose their sense of direction and their ability to care. What they don't see, and what many of us haven't learned yet, is that there is no such thing as a complete failure or a complete success. Of all the people gathered here today, every last one will succeed at something, and every last one will fail at something else. There is not one person here who will be successful or unsuccessful at everything they attempt. I know we all have dreams and ambitions, like being dry. Some will come true, others won't. What I'm saying is, when we encounter the latter, it's not the end of the world. Because this world is so large and varied, We can never run out of dreams. I've known people who come to Stony Brook knowing exactly what it is they wanted. And after a while, they reached the conclusion that it was not quite what they had anticipated. So they embarked on a totally new pursuit and found much to their amazement a brand new world within them. One that they never would ever have discovered had they not failed. It takes a lot of guts to do something like that. In the coming years, I hope we will be able to admit it when we've made a mistake or when we find ourselves unhappy. After all, we can't hope to be honest with one another if we're not honest with ourselves. Before I conclude, I'd like to take this moment to pay tribute to those who have helped me survive over the last few years. My mother and my sister for their patience and inspiration. To my grandparents for their generosity and kindness. And to my friends on and off campus for just being around. I just want to say thanks. One more page and I'm done. You know, it's been said that today's college graduates want one thing. To make money and get a good job. Well, I don't mind either one. But there is more to life. And I hope we're able to see that in the coming years. The world needs us. Desperately. The world needs our ideas, our knowledge, our ingenuity. Our environment is being destroyed. Who will protect it? Educational institutions like this one are being hit with horrendous budget cuts, as are students, the poor, and the elderly. Who will speak for them? And right now, people are starving for food all over the world, and the human race spends trillions of dollars on destruction. Who will try to stop this? Maybe it will be us. Maybe we can change the world. But we'll never know if we don't try. And so, we have at last completed the small section of our lives that is supposed to prepare us for the rest of our lives. One of our first lessons will be that we have been living the rest of our lives all along, and that the preparation for life will never cease. While our formal education may in fact be completed, we have really just begun to learn. Thanks. Good luck.
Loads and loads of fun. Where would you hear something like that except here? Can you name a place?
No. Maybe hell. But other than that, I can't think of any place.
So your commencement address graced these airwaves twice. First the A side, and then tonight the dub version.
The dub version, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I must say, I hope that's the end of that.
For another year or so. What's this telephone, this dusty old telephone doing back here?
25 minutes after 1 o'clock.
Me.
I don't know what the telephone is doing there, but it's 25 after 1. The tripods, I understand, are going to be a little bit late.
Can I hang it up?
Yeah, you can.
It won't ring, will it?
Oh, no, maybe it will.
Wow, that's cute. I'll just forget about it.
Okay.
What do you have? Do you have something queued up by the New York Banjo Ensemble?
Thank you. black girl. I'm just afraid of a girl like that. Susan painted pictures sitting down like the Buddha sat. Reno was a nameless girl at Geographic Memory. Kathy went to Jesus thinks she liked that kind of misery. Vicky had a special way of turning sex into a song. Kamala, who couldn't sing, tend to be strong. Zilla was an archetype, the voodoo queen, the queen of wrath. Joan Gottman was second best at masturbating in the bath. Sherry was a feminist, she really had the gift of gab. Kathleen's point of view was this, take whatever you can grab. Seattle was an other girl who left her mark upon the map. Karen liked to tie me up and left me hanging by a strap. Jimmy had a nightclub walk that made grown men feel underage. Mariella, who had a son, said, I must go, but I must stay. Gloria, the last taboo, was shattered by her tongue one night. Mimi brought the taboo back and held it up for the light. Marilyn, who knew no shame, was never ever satisfied. Julie came and went so fast she didn't even say goodbye. Rhonda had a house in Venice, lived on brown rice and cocaine. Daddy had a house in Houston, shot cop syrup in her vein. Linda thought her life was empty, killed it up with alcohol. Catherine was much too pretty, she didn't do that shit at all. Not Catherine. Uh-uh. Alright. Well, Pauline thought that love was simple, turn it on and turn it off. The read was complicated like some crystal maker's plot. Tina was the perfect lady, always had her stockings straight. Jackie was a rich punk rocker, silver spoon, a paper plate. Sarah was his modern dancer, lean, pristine transparency. Janet wrote that poetry in a crazy kind of urgency. Tanya Turkish liked to fuck while wearing leather biker boots. Brenda's strange obsession was for certain vegetables and fruits. Are you receiving me? Rowena was an artist, thought of a deeper image, shook her up. Phoebe's mother left her father, took his money and his trust. Debbie Ray had no such problems, perfect Norman Rockwell home. Tina, 16, had a baby, left her parents, lived alone. Bobby joined the New Wave band, changed her name to Bobby Socks. Eloise, who played guitar, sang songs about whales and cops. Terry didn't give a shit, was just a nihilist. Ronnie was much more my style, but she wrote songs just like this. Jezebel went 40 days, drinking nothing but Perrier. Diane drove her Chevrolet into the San Francisco Bay. Beauty came from Ohio, she's a Scientologist. Almiranta, here's a kiss, I chose you to end this list.
Oh, yes. What an amazing selection. 88 lines about 44 women. By the Nails. Yes, the Nails. Here on USB, it's 1:31 or 29 minutes to 2 o'clock, whichever you prefer. And at this point in the program, I'm kind of curious as to just who is out there. Now, I know there are people out there of all sorts, but let's pick a particular field, a particular interest that people have. What do you think would be an interesting one?
Mike?
That is a good question.
People who operate whaling vessels, maybe?
Farmers?
Manhole cover lifters? Someone has to do it, you know.
Coal porters? I mean, subway porters?
No. Well, I mean, if there are subway porters out there, by all means, give us a call. How about clam diggers?
Clam diggers.
Well, that's one to think of. If there are any subway porters, clam diggers, or manhole cover lifters, give us a call at 246-7901, and, well, we'll put you on now. See what your feelings on life are. If there are no such people like that out there, don't give us a call, and we won't put you on.
That's true.
That sounds fair, doesn't it?
You know what Steve Speck did the other night?
What's that?
He just got on, and he says, I'd like to find out what all the people are doing out there when they're listening to this show.
Yeah? And what was the answer?
Whoops. Well, he got quite a few calls. I'm not too sure what the questions were, nor the answers.
Okay, well, we have a call here. So
should I screen it for you?
Well, we can pretty much take a chance, I think. Let's see what happens. USB, what's your profession?
I am a clam digger.
Oh, boy.
I live in Sago.
Could you turn down your radio, Mr. Clam Digger?
Sure, sir. Sable's on the... You have to get that radio over there, too.
Stereo. Delay.
Sable is on the south shore of Long Island.
That's correct.
It gives you direct access to the Great South Bay. And I would say a fair portion of this community is still involved in the shellfishing industry. The history of shellfishing in Sable goes back to, I guess, somewhere in the 1600s, I'm sure. There were some early Dutch immigrants who came to this area and essentially made their way by digging the bivalve. I thought I'd call up, and the reason I listened to this station is because I'm a Stony Brook graduate.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a political science person, something that I still use to this day in terms of my own industry, clamming, because the thing that I managed to do was, and this is a quote, by the way, that came from Gerald Ford, of all people, the thing that I managed to do was to bridge the gap between the campus and the community, and that's because my bridge ran from the community to the campus and then back to the community again, so I got a chance to make a complete connection.
Mm-hmm.
I guess only a clam digger could do that, seeing the complete cycle, you know, from nature and then back again. So anyway, I wanted to say that the concept of your show, and by the way, I have to say it certainly is a worthy show.
I think the
diversity, not only of the music but of the expression, and certainly your name is Eric, is it not?
Yes, that is correct.
I heard you say a few things at the commencement exercise, and I think that's wonderful. And Norm, if you're listening, all I can say is Komakaka.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Many
I
years
think
ago.
The beautiful thing about this show is, and about WUSB in general, and having been a Polity senator who had the opportunity to vote on the initial budgetary resolution for USB, it was some $90,000, I think we allocated. It gives me great pleasure to now be back out here in the community, an unofficial member of the Alumni Association. I haven't paid my dues in a while, you know. It gives me great pleasure to still connect back up with the university. And I think it's important that... I'm a native Long Islander. I was born in Huntington and slowly migrated, you know, north to south, following some of the traditional... methods of employment around here. It gives me, you really have to see this. There's, everyone is crowded into the corner of this room listening to the radio so that they can hear what I can say. And,
hi, all you people.
I don't hear that at this point, but I'm getting chuckles and laughs and signals. All of the people here right now are, Don, you're not from Long Island, right? Where are you from? Don's from Brooklyn. Well, Brooklyn is part of Long Island,
yeah,
and I think there's another interesting thing there. We have to begin to consider ourselves as a region rather than...
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I'm just going on endlessly. Interrupt anytime you want.
Oh, I did a couple
it's
of times.
Your show.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're a native Long Islander and that you feel so strongly about this place and about Stony Brook and all that. And
no, I think if anything, if I can make a connection between this part of the island and that part of the island and some of the things that I think all of us as Long Islanders feel are important, especially in terms of communication, wouldn't it be wonderful if other clam diggers, for instance, would call up? Wouldn't it be wonderful if, you know, a farmer, Suffolk County is the largest agricultural producing area in New York State, wouldn't it be wonderful if they called up? Or just, you know, hey, maybe a guy who works at an auto body shop, you know?
Yeah, well, let's tackle the clam diggers first, okay? Then we'll work on the auto body shop people.
Well,
any other clam diggers out there?
Clam diggings?
Well... First of all, I'd like to appeal to all the clam diggers out there, all the people who know of clam diggers out there, to call up, spread word about the program. We're on every week at this time.
Maybe what we could do is find out what the price of a count bag is today.
Sure.
That's interesting.
We could make...
The price of clams, for those people out there who don't know about the price of clams, fluctuates, and we're moving to a holiday season. Whenever there's going to be barbecues or something that might call for fish, you know, a religious holiday, the price of clams generally goes up. And to a large degree, that's controlled by the people who control the Fulton fish market. Nevertheless, theoretically, the price of clams should be going up. So I'll tell you what, let's find out what the difference in price is around the island for a count bag of Little Necks. Let's find out what the price is in Patchogue and in Bayshore and then again over in Huntington and Northport.
Okay, well, you folks out there, you heard that. If you know that kind of information, give us a call up at 246-7901.
Beautiful.
And I'd like to thank you for sharing all this with us. I hope you keep
thank
on.
Thank you, and thank everyone for sharing this with us because this is really and truly community access. And I think that's the important thing about radio, so that people can, you know.
Dog checker, did you know that the price of clams has gone up on Long Island?
Yeah.
Alderman didn't know, and Ehrlichman certainly didn't know that the price of clams had gone up again.
You're right. Well, thanks to all of you, and carry on down there in Sayville.
Terrific. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. And that is the view from some clam diggers over in Sayville. And if you're a clam digger and you want to call us, 246-7901 is our telephone number. We can turn this program entirely over to clam diggers, maybe, if enough of them call up.
Yeah.
From all over the island, you know.
If you ever feel lonesome, you're down in San Antonio, begs to you, borrow two nickels or a dime. Alamo Mission, we can say our prayers. The Holy Ghost, the Virgin Mother, will lead us as we kneel there. In the moonlight, in midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight. In the moonlight, in midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight. If you ever feel sorrow for things that you have done, no
ocean is howling. But the way things might have been, the last good morning sunrise will be the brightest you've ever seen. In the moonlight, midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight. In the moonlight, midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight.
installment in the exciting adventures of the Tripod family coming up real shortly on The Voice of Long Island. So leave it here at 90.1 FM.
Yes, but if you break my heart, I'll break your jaw and then I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Now get on out there and tell your lie. What is it?
Thank you. Touching my friends, yes, it keeps me from touching my friends. to let it keep me from touching my friends. No, I won't let it keep me from touching my friends.
Listen, you're one of my oldest and dearest friends, but you have to understand, you see, that, well,
I'm hopelessly heterosexual. I guess I'm kind of slow. Mom and Dad were all I had. That's the only way I know. So I'm hopelessly heterosexual. I'm stuck with being straight. So man to man, I'll ask you not to ask me for a date. When I'm with you, I'm happy. When you're with me, you're gay. I love you like a brother, but not the other way. Now I'm not scared to try it, but it's not my cup of tea. I never even thought of it till you brought it up to me. And now that I consider it, I'd rather stay repressed, 'cause I don't feel excited at the thought of you undressed. I'm hopelessly heterosexual. You know I'm not a tease. I'm a product of society, so don't be angry, please. I'm hopelessly heterosexual, and I hate to be a bore, but I'd rather watch the Super Bowl than sit here and explore. I'm flattered that you asked me, but that's the way it has to be. Cupid's kind of stupid. He hit you and he missed me. Since we're on the subject, and you know where I stand, what exactly do you do? I guess use your hand. I mean, do you? How does? What if? Where will? From behind? Oh, well, I just, you know, it was. Never mind. I'm hopelessly heterosexual, and I don't mean to offend. So don't hold it against me, and I'll be your best friend. No, don't hold it against me, and please be my best friend.
Can I still borrow your car?
One for the Jack of Diamonds, one for the Jack of Hearts, one for the Queen of all my dreams, goddess of the arts. One for Desolation Row and the lovers that you lost. Deal one out, frankly, never knew the cost. One now for the prisoners breathe behind walls. Deal one out, death itself, our rains are gonna fall. Here's to the devil, still make their presence felt. Here's one for the angels and the minds in their belt. Here's one for the railway car. Here's one for the train. Her whistle cries for mercy as she rolls along the lane. I wish, don't you wish, we could wish ourselves in vain. But time is not forgiving to the stage is set again. I know that I have changed a lot. Sometimes it's hard to tell. Till I see the faded postcard, the songs I try to sell. Here's to Highway 61 and the sweet sounds you have heard. Here's to all the poets that got captured by your words. Here's to the hobo drifters and those that still pretend. Don't think twice, it's just all right, it's blowing in the wind. Don't take too much of nothing, just to stand inside your show. With the seasick missile sailor, still pay it as you do. There's a lady in the garden, sad eyes straight at you. There the highways and the riverbeds got tangled up in blue.
and occupy for Emmett and for Medrin, and the other men died. What now, Father Stranger, why don't you offer him a chair? He traveled far, his railway cars need another flare. What now for the outlaw to travel along this train? What now for the outlaw to travel through your brain? One for you, Bob, and one for me. The sunsets we have seen, the home and all the change there. What is, what might have been? One now for the grieving, one now for the last, and all that died while singing, I still live their epitaph.
Yes, and that's something new. That's from a fellow named Harry Lipson. And you're hearing it here on the Voice of Long Island, song called, what the hell's the name of it now? Song to Bob. And in there, in that set, we also heard from Peter Alsop, Hopelessly Heterosexual. Just before Peter, we heard from a new album by Jeff Morgan called... Can't think of the name of it offhand, and I don't have it handy. So I don't remember what the name of the album is called. But in fact, we heard a song called Homophobia. All right, yes. Well, it's about 9 minutes past the hour of two, and as you can tell, things are running a little bit behind schedule this evening. We should have had the tripods on about a half an hour ago at the latest, but apparently things got screwed up. We ran into a whole bunch of different things we were doing. We did the dub version of Eric Corley's fantastic speech of last week, and we had a telephone call, and we had a long dub music session. And a whole bunch of music. And we still haven't done the 155 news. And rest assured, that'll be coming up shortly thereafter the tripods. Eric, you there? I guess he's not there yet. Are you there? You're there now, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I probably am.
Mm-hmm. Well... There's your door. I have a feeling that I didn't get a chance to ask you, how was your week?
My week was very hectic, and it's continuing that way.
Uh-huh.
I'll have time to talk about this week next week, maybe.
I see. Yeah, I have a feeling you're going to be bolting out of here right after the news.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. You know, it's that kind of a week.
Yeah.
It's going to be that kind of a weekend, too.
I tell you what. In any event...
Don Topeka is staring at me, and he's very upset.
Mm. So the tripods will be up... Very shortly.
Right now.
In fact, sooner than you think.
Radio Free Long Island, with fairly solid support from the Three Village Tobacco Farms, proudly presents another episode of the Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. As we rejoin the Tripod Family, Kathy is trying to explain to Howard just what she's been doing with Stanley Steinstein.
Maybe I can save you the trouble, Kathy. There's no need to tell me what's going on in your life if I already know about it, right?
Yes. Yes, I suppose that makes sense.
So do you want to know what I think is happening?
Okay. Go ahead. What's happening?
I think you've become another unwitting victim of Stony Haven's most corrupt wife snatcher, Stanley Steinstein. Right?
Come on.
Is that right?
Come on, Howard. You don't honestly believe that, do you?
Well, what in the world do you expect me to believe? You pretend to be speaking to Victor on the telephone, but it turns out to be Stanley Steinstein. And I don't know what he was saying, but it must have been pretty entertaining, because all you were doing was giggling.
Howard, you know...
And then you pretend to be going to Victor's house to help him with the election plans, which, by the way, are long overdue.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, you wind up driving away with Stanley Steinstein in his car, laughing the whole way through.
Howard, come on now. What's so suspicious about that? I think you're overreacting.
Oh, you do. Well, then why don't you just explain the whole thing to me so I won't be so irrational?
Well, it's quite simple, actually, Howard.
Is it?
Yes, it is. I'm sure if you had taken the time to think it all through, you would have realized that.
I'm sure.
Now, you see, Stanley Seinstein is an old friend of my Uncle Jonathan, believe it or not.
Figures.
Mm-hmm. And when he found out that we were in one of his films, he got very interested. You see, he's always wanted to be involved with pictures.
Yes, he's a regular Marlon Brando.
Oh, now, Howard, now, don't be so sarcastic. I'm only trying to help the poor guy.
I'm sorry, Kathy, but there are more important things for you to be doing. You've totally forgotten about Victor. Now, you're his campaign manager, and you haven't lifted a finger to help him.
I know, and I feel really awful about that. There's so much that has to be done. I don't know where to begin.
Well, you could start by announcing his candidacy. I mean, the primary is only a month away.
Yeah, I guess that would be a good idea.
Oh, where have you been, Pop?
Oh, upstairs watching television. I never knew Hogan's Heroes was on in the afternoon.
Well, we get more than 56 channels in that new cable system, so it's not that surprising.
And there's a new channel, too. It's called the All Plant Network.
What in the world is that?
Well, all they do is sit around and talk about plants 24 hours a day. It's really interesting.
I'll just bet it is. Kathy, what are you doing now?
I'm going to call the newspapers and let them know that Victor's running.
Okay, well, waste no time on that.
He's running for town council, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, I'll get right on it.
Oh, I can hardly wait to see how this election will turn out. Poor Victor.
Well, I'd love to stick around and see how the soap opera turns out. But I've got to get downtown before the Marines leave without me. Goodbye.
Bye, Pop. Wait, Pop. What the? Pop! Pop, come back in here.
Come on, Velma. Why are you yelling and screaming in front of the entire neighborhood?
Pop, did you just say you were going off to join the Marines?
I've told you that 10 times already, Howard. You can't keep anything in that head of yours, can you?
There's too much going on for me to keep track of everything, Pop. Now, you can't be serious about the Marines.
Why not? There's a world out there, and I'm going to see it. Besides, I can't change my mind now. I've already signed the forms. I'm committed.
Oh, this is too much. I don't think I can handle
it. Howard!
Yes, Kathy?
I just called the paper and told them that Victor's running for the town council. Oh, isn't that funny? I just got off the phone.
That happens a lot, you know. In fact, the other day I picked up the phone to call the Amalgamated Hospital, you know, to see if Charlie's off the critical list yet,
mm-hmm.
and there was somebody on the line. The phone hadn't started to ring yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happened to me once. It was back in the 60s, I believe.
The worst thing, though, is when you're expecting a really important call and you've left an extension off the hook somewhere.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that happens.
Then you hear this tone way off in the distance, and you realize it's the phone off the hook.
Oh, speaking of phones, I'll call you when I reach my station. I think they're sending me to the southeast. Goodbye.
Pop.
Where's he going?
He's off to join the armed forces, of all things.
U.S. Coast Guard, here I come.
Oh, I can't keep up with this family.
Oh, well, anyway, the paper said they'd probably announce it by the end of the week. And they're pretty busy right now because of the war.
War? What war?
Oh, the new Southeast War. They say it should be a good one.
And so Kathy announces Victor's election plans, and Pop goes off to war. You want to be with us next time when we'll hear Howard say...
Hey, will somebody get that phone?
That's next time on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family, a co-presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
Well, it's now 2:16 in the morning, and time for a look at the 1:55 news. How's that sound?
Sounds like we're way behind schedule, but that's what you get when you do 45-minute dub sessions.
That's true.
You know?
I guess so. It's currently 17 degrees Celsius, 63 Fahrenheit here in the... Okay, sound effects, is that what you want?
WUSB, Stony Brook. USB Stony Brook.
How about you say we call those sound effects quits and get into the news? House Budget Committee Chairman James Jones says committee members have agreed to meet again next week on the fiscal 1983 federal budget. Lawmakers began the long Memorial Day weekend Friday with no agreement on the spending blueprint. A gunman saying he wants to prevent World War III has released two people he'd been holding in hostage in a Phoenix, Arizona television station, but he's demanding nationwide airtime in exchange for the release of two others. And some conflicting reports on the fighting in the Falkland Islands. Britain announced it has captured Port Darwin and a nearby airstrip at Goose Green. Argentina said it turned back the attack at Darwin, but that a second British assault has been launched against Goose Green. Rescue officials in Honduras and Nicaragua say the casualty toll from tropical storm Alida might climb when communications are restored. At least 80,000 people are homeless, and another 226 have died since the storm hit both nations on Monday.
And Suffolk County... Oh, sorry, Mike, this is... All our phones start ringing when we're doing the news. Happens every week. But anyway, Suffolk County React is a group of Long Island citizens band radio enthusiasts who monitor CB Channel 9 year-round, listening for possible emergencies such as this one. And they're holding their annual Memorial Day weekend safety break along the Long Island Expressway. It began at 12 noon yesterday, and it's... being held in the rest area of the eastbound Long Island Expressway between exit 51, Deer Park Avenue in Deer Park, and exit 52, Comac Road in Comac. And they just might be listening to us right now, in fact. The safety break will remain at the eastbound rest area until 3 o'clock tomorrow, which is Sunday, when it will switch over to the westbound rest area. It will operate until 2 o'clock Tuesday morning. In their safety break, the Suffolk County React members offer free coffee, free lemonade, cake and rolls and butter to weary motorists. Maybe I'll stop there on the way home. Last year, over 10,000 motorists were served, and the food and drink are being donated by some 200 merchants throughout Long Island.
And taking a look at the USB Long Island weather, tonight rain, and where is it now? Find the cart. Rain and some fog. Lows in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, occasional periods of rain and drizzle and fog. Highs in the 60s. Tomorrow night, occasional rain and fog. Lows near 60. Outlook for Sunday, becoming warmer and more humid with partly sunny skies. Highs in the 70s, except lower near the shore. Monday will be mostly fair and warm with a chance of thundershowers late in the day. Well, right now in Stony Brook, it's 17 degrees, 63 Fahrenheit. And I'm Mike Uhas. The other room there is Eric Corley, right, Eric?
Yeah.
And, well, like we do every Sunday, Saturday morning at 2 o'clock, although we're about 20 minutes late, we're going to get into an album side, and this is a homemade album side, and this is one that
it certainly is.
I never really heard actually played on the radio. I had heard it. I heard a tape of it. Yeah. Could you? Well, you're the only one here who knows really how to explain this whole thing.
Well, Mike, you weren't here one week, and so a couple of the voice people around here, well, USB people actually, a couple of them just got together and said, "Hey, let's put together a piece in tribute of Mike, who's not here." So we called it "Mike's Not Here," and it consists of all sorts of crazy sound effects and telephone noises and things like that, brought to you in living stereo and that kind of thing.
Well, that's just great. Now, how long does this thing last about?
I forget, actually. It's been a while since I heard it. I think about half an hour. But it's pretty interesting in any event.
So this is Mike's Not Here from, by a bunch of people from USB, including you.
Yeah.
All sorts of tape loops and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you're going to be taking off now, so you're going to say goodbye, right?
Yeah, in fact, maybe we can rename the song.
Wow. Okay.
Since the first time we played it, you weren't here.
So now it's Eric's Not Here. Thank you.
Sorry.
One.
One, 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 one,
And that was, appropriately enough, Mike's not here. But yes, Mike is here. Mike certainly is. I'm Mike. I'm Mike Juhas. And that was actually recorded several months ago. I wasn't here that day. And that was kind of made in the day, in honor of me not being here. That's what that was. But Mike is here. Eric Corley's not here. So we'll just subtitle it, Eric's Not Here. It's a fun little thing. 2:37 in the morning, you're tuned to The Voice of Long Island. This is WUSB 90.1 in FM stereo.
Give up the fight. numbers in battle. The man with the machine moved out ahead. He had every beat still on the final sheet. Suddenly his batteries went dead, Lord, Lord. Suddenly his batteries went dead. Suddenly his batteries went dead, Lord, Lord. Suddenly his batteries went dead. So Henry beat the calculator. Now his power could never be denied. The terrible strain had been too much for his brain. So he laid down his glasses and he died, Lord, Lord. He laid down his glasses and he died. I said he laid down his glasses and he died, Lord, Lord. He laid down his glasses and he died. So they buried Henry in the graveyard with his trusty pencil and his pad. And when their checks don't clear, they always shed a tear for the last human being who could add, Lord, Lord. The last human being who could add. He was the last human being who could add, Lord, Lord. The last human being who could add.
This old house was smooth as children. This old house was smooth as fun. This old house was hard to come through and they thought it was only life. This old house was well and laughter. This old house had many shots that I couldn't in the darkest when the lightning walks in the night.
Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor the mend
us no longer. He's getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is getting shaky. This old house is getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. Oh, his knees are getting chilly, but he feels no fear of pain. 'Cause he sees an angel peeking through a broken window pane.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to meet the saints. Thunder. This old house is afraid of storms. This old house is groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. This old house is getting feeble. This old house is needing paint. Just like him, it's tuckered out, but he's getting ready to meet the saints.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor the fence.
Going back a few years, we heard a couple of versions of that tune, This Old House. That one was, believe it or not, by Rosemary Clooney. And if you'll hold on a second while I pull off the turntable here, with Buddy Cole and his orchestra. Doesn't say who that that deep bass singer is, but then again, did we really expect it to? Just before that, we heard NRBQ's version of the same tune. And we heard something from Paul Kaplan just before that, and after our album side, as it were, our Mike's Not Here thing. I felt really neat when I heard out, found out about that thing, when I heard out about it. When I found out about it, I felt quite honored. So it's Eric's Not Here this week. Yes, I'm holding down the fort for another 13 minutes until Anthony White comes in. What I will do right now is read you a USB Long Island weather. Tonight, rain and some fog. Get that thing out of here. Lows in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, occasional periods of rain and drizzle and fog. Highs in the 60s tomorrow night. Occasional rain and fog. Lows near 60. Outlook for Sunday. That's the day. We'll be down at the Port Jefferson Arts and Crafts Festival. Becoming warmer and more humid with partly sunny skies. Highs in the 70s, except lower near the shore. On Monday, it'll be mostly fair and warm with a chance of thunder showers late in the day. Monday, Memorial Day. But Sunday is the day of interest to everybody around here at the radio station. We're all going to be hanging out down by the East Main Street in Port Jefferson with all sorts of neat people. The beautiful people, as it were. The Arts and Crafts Festival. The 11th annual. We're going to be broadcasting it live. Why don't you stop in by our little booth? It's not really a booth. It's just like a bench. No, it's not really a bench. It's like a bookshelf. That's, I guess, more true to what it is. We'll be across the street from one of those stores. Well, I guess we'll be right out in front of the library. So you might want to stop in down there. That runs from, I think, from about 10 to 6. On Sunday or something like that. There'll be all sorts of exhibitors down there. It'll be really good. All sorts of fun. Meantime, we're going to have some music right now. This is from Larry Carlton, from his new album. And this is the voice of Long Island. I'm Mike Uhas, and Eric's not here. Thank you.
Pianist John Coates Jr. is one of the best-kept secrets in American music. But we're going to tell all when Jazz Alive visits Delaware Water Gap, Pennsylvania, to hear John's trio. We'll also go to Washington, D.C., to hear singer Sheila Jordan and bassist Harvey Swartz. And we'll hear pianist George Shearing and bassist Brian Toff. I'm Billy Taylor. Please join me for 2 hours of beautiful music on NPR's Jazz Alive.
Jazz Alive, you can hear here on USB this Saturday night. That's later today at about 10 p.m. And it's made possible in part through funding by the Graduate Student Organization right here on the campus of the State University of New York at Stony Brook. Well, I'm Mike Uhas. I've enjoyed it. It's about 3 o'clock and about time to wake up.
Ja rooster farai. Ja rooster farai.
Eric Crowley and I, of course, will be back again next week. Next, well, what happened there? There we go. We will, sorry about that. Time's wasting, you know. We will be back again next Friday evening at midnight. Saturday morning at 12:02, something like that. So, my time is up. I'm going to say goodbye for myself and Eric Crowley. Hope to see you all down at the Arts and Crafts Festival down in Port Jefferson on Sunday. Drop in, say hi. The weather's nice. If it's not nice, it's the next Sunday. Anyway, you have yourself a fine Friday night, Saturday morning, right here on WUSB Stony Brook. Anthony White's up next.
Out of bed at 8 a.m. Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go at the Locarno. No, when my feet go through the door, I know what my right arm is for. Buy a drink and pull a chair up to the edge of the dance floor. Dancers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs in footless tights. I go out on Friday night, and I come home on Saturday night. I go out on Friday night, and I come home on Saturday night. I like to venture into town. I like to get a few drinks down. The floor gets packed, the bar gets full. I don't like life when things get dull. The hen party have saved the night, freed themselves from drunken slacks, having fun and dancing in a circle round the leather bags. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday night. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday night. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mike Uhas and Eric Corley. Good morning, everyone. It's 3 o'clock. Welcome to WUSB, Stony Brook.